Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, and I'm going to be providing you with all the information you need to stay balanced and clear from the 17th of January, continuing forward until the 24th of January. Please join me as we discuss the energy as we move up the chakra system this week, and we also work through a very intense full moon and lunar eclipse that's going to be coming to us on a high spiritual day as we move throughout the coming days. Hi, everybody. I hope we're all doing well. We had a very beautiful week that we just went through that had a lot to do with coming together. It had a lot to do with tying up loose ends. It really was the kind of week that we've just gone through that the main focus was looking at where we're headed and trying to make sure that our path is clear in order for us to get there and for us to keep moving forward. And I know a lot of us were feeling that. We really had that extreme intensity that came through on the 7th when we went back into that alignment with the energy of Uranus and Taurus, like we spoke about on one of the previous videos. And that was very intense for a lot of us, and many of us were shaken up by that experience. This past week was a lot about getting to know and getting to feel that energy and getting to allow it to relax within us. I'm going to give all of you some quick heads up. I've been getting a lot of reports of people feeling exhausted. We've discussed that before. That exhaustion energy has a lot to do with this energy moving through and trying to attune in our field. And when we're at a restful state, we're able to almost meditate and pull energy through. If we're tired and relaxed and we're just, you know, relaxing in front of the TV or just sitting on the couch or lying in bed and sleeping, all of those things help our body to sort of assimilate to get this energy through. So feeling tired, feeling exhausted, perfectly normal. Also, everybody's karma is coming up. So, and what I mean by karma, because I work with so many different belief systems and background, is our life lessons are really being handed to us on a silver platter right now. So everything that you have kind of ignored and not worked on throughout the years is definitely culminating right now. So please be patient with yourself, be loving with yourself, be inquisitive about what's rising, because you're going to be given great opportunities to heal that you may have ignored or not been able to work through in the past, but the universe is ready and here to help you. So pay close attention to those things. Another really big complaint, so to speak, call them complaints. They're like spiritual wake-up complaint calls that I've been hearing a lot about, is lessons that you think you've mastered. So things that you feel like you've really accomplished and you've handled and you've worked through and you're completely done with and you're feeling great, all of a sudden are popping up again out of nowhere and knocking you right off kilter. What's happening, essentially, if you're one of those people out there who are realizing that these old things from the past are now coming up. So things that you thought that you learned and things you thought that you worked through are all of a sudden popping back up and you're being challenged by them again. If you're someone who's experiencing that, it's really a test to see if, given the opportunity, you're going to choose with your free will like you would have in the past and create some lessons or some karma that you've got to work through, or if you're going to choose with your free will to move past or rise above some of those things. So be careful and keep an eye out for those tests. I like to pay close attention to them, and when they do come up, I almost treat them like it's a little bit of a game. Like, I'll be like, I caught you. I understand you're trying to throw me off, but I understand why this came up, and I know why I'm being challenged here, so I'm not going to get pulled in. So recognizing it and deciding to not allow it to take over is a really important lesson right now, and a very important thing that you have to show that we've grown and that we no longer need certain themes to keep running our lives. So be very aware of that. That's going to be a big one, especially in the coming weeks. We are ending a 7-year cycle, and that's what occurred at the beginning of this year. It started this new cycle of time for this next 7 years. We were in a cycle for the past 7 years that was about internal transformation, internal change, releasing, clearing, just intense in letting go and moving forward and being reborn. It had a lot to do with looking inside. We are now headed into a period where we're going to be seeing external transformation, which means we're going to be a little bit less about picking on ourselves and what we need to change, because we had a lot of clearing house on that over the previous several years. And we're going to start to see the universe in the energy around us start to manifest in the way that we have been changing. So we're about to switch from one to the other. That's what a lot of us are experiencing. Or you were experiencing the last hurrah of those final things that we have to let go of. So we are right now at the brink of moving into the focus of the earth in the major movements that are going to be occurring within the earth. And we've gone through a lot of focus with ourselves and the major movements that have occurred within ourselves. So we've had some massive changes that have gone on in a really short period of time, many of us. And we found those things in our personal lives. We found those things emotionally. They were all extremely important to get us to move forward. And we are headed into a really unique, really cool week, which is going to be bringing up a lot of last hurrahs in our energy field and a lot of releasing and pulling in this new energy that's coming in. And the kickoff of that is really going to be kind of like that midweek point when we go into the lunar eclipse and the full moon. But first, I want to start with the alignments of energy which are going on right now as we speak. Right now on the 17th, which is a Thursday, so January 17th and January 18th, we're going to be in alignment with Gemini. You're going to catch me glancing down a lot because I have so many notes, as usual, that I've kind of put together throughout the past week, just putting all this information down and really getting it to a point where you all could understand and we could really benefit the most from it. So we're going to be in alignment with Gemini. And Gemini is a, kind of one of the more calmer zodiac signs. It has a few things that it will bring up in a lot of you in case you haven't noticed. One of them is it's very fast moving. It can be extremely like ready to go, ready to rush, ready to move, constantly jumping from one thing to the other. If you sort of found your attention span kind of in the tiny itty bitty, barely able to focus for the past day or so, that's definitely a strong Gemini thing. So aside from that quick motion, another attribute of the Gemini zodiac is it is the ruler of your lungs, so your breathing. So sometimes people find in that center, if they start to feel a tightness or if they start to feel that it's not flowing accordingly, if you're prone to anxiety, it can often throw you into like an anxiety type state. So those of you who feel like you're kind of having a quickening of your breath, or you're just fast motioning in general, or almost a tightness within that center, a lot of that is going to be due to the Gemini energy. And if you're prone to anxiety, take a step back, do some deep breathing techniques, and help to release that a little bit. So for the today and tomorrow, so the 17th and the 18th, or Thursday and Friday of this week, what you want to do to try and keep yourself as balanced as possible, breathing techniques and exercise. Those two things are great. So if you can get out and you can do something outside and you can go and do something to kind of buffer that energy, because Gemini is high intensity, it's high energy. So if you can allocate that energy to a direction, like maybe start your morning off with a quick workout or go for a jog or something like that, what it will do is help to calm down that side that's going to kind of feel like that fast motion, fast moving. Also, if you can't get out, you can't do any exercising, and there's just too much going on, breathing techniques work really well. So you can just close your eyes and breathe into the count of four and then breathe out to the count of four and set a little timer. Do that for 2 minutes straight. So if you're at work, you can do that right at your desk. Just set a timer for 2 minutes and spend the next 2 days, the 17th and the 18th, just working on some breath work. You know, maybe three times during your work day for 2 minutes. It's not a lot. 6 minutes will help to balance, buffer, and move that energy through with the Gemini energy that's in right now. After that, we're going to be going into the weekend, and the weekend is going to be ruled by Cancer. Cancer is going to be the 19th and the 20th, and we've talked about Cancer a lot. It is a highly emotional sign. It is very moody. It has a tendency to, instead of pay attention to what it's doing and really logically think through it, it handles things immediately with the way it feels in the moment with your emotions. So I urge all of you to be patient, especially if you find yourself at your wit's end and you really are about to snap, or if you find yourself bawling your eyes out all weekend. Be loving, be kind, be patient to yourself. You're just filtering a lot of energy out that needs to be released. And sometimes that can be misconstrued and you can feel like you're just absolutely going back and forth and you just can't get a hold of your emotions and you're, you know, hormonal or you're in this Jekyll and Hyde mode. Just try your best to take some deep breaths. One thing about the Cancer zodiac is nurturing is a wonderful attribute of it. So if you haven't made any plans for this weekend yet, some great plans that you can put on your calendar would be doing something for you, whether it's going to the spa or getting your nails done or going for a hike or doing a jog or sitting outside and watching the birds or going skiing. Anything like that will be wonderful for you. Just make sure it's something that's tapping into your nurturing side. Putting yourself first on days when Cancer is in alignment is a really great thing to do because you sort of send off some of that highly emotional energy and you spend your time focusing on what you need in order to make yourself feel loved. So you can kind of work your way around that emotionally if you switch your focus a little bit more into you and a little bit less to everybody surrounding you. One thing about Cancer is it rules the sixth chakra. So it rules right here, the third eye. We're moving up the zodiac this week. So for Gemini on Thursday and Friday, that rules the throat chakra. Then we're going to move into Cancer, which is the third eye ruler. So we're going to be moving up to that sixth energy center. So another great attribute when it comes to Cancer is intuition. This is a great day to meditate. It's a great day to take some time to do something spiritual that will help to expand that energy for you. So pay close attention as we move up. Another thing about Cancer, though, is it's quite a bit of a homebody. So if you don't have to go out this weekend and you don't have to be in large crowds, then please don't. It soaks up a lot of energy because of its highly emotional state. Your aura is wide open, so it really can sponge up a lot of energy that isn't yours, and it can really wreak some havoc. It tends to, when we're in alignment at this time, it tends to prompt us to be more with family and more focused on being more childlike and being around our most beloved and our family members that we cherish the most. So that's a great thing for you to plan. Maybe instead of going out to a big dinner with friends, you can invite some family over and you can have a nice calm dinner at home, or you can have some friends over and have a nice calm dinner at home. But try as much as you can to avoid being in large crowds. In the event that you do have to go out, there is some good gemstones that can help protect your field. We all know, and we've all talked about every single week, that really incredible energy that you can receive when if you do go out by blocking your energy using a black tourmaline stone. Those are wonderful stones for blocking your field. If you not only feel like you want to protect your energy field, but you also want to balance out that sixth chakra, sodalite is an excellent stone for that. It's like a dark blue color that sort of matches that third eye color. It's a wonderful stone, which is really, really helpful not only to balance that sixth chakra, but to also protect your field, especially on a day when Cancer is going to be in the focus and in the alignment. So try your best to stay balanced, but it's going to be a little bit of an emotional weekend. Know that ahead of time, so don't freak out when it happens. And also, be aware that the people around you are going to be having an emotional time. So go a little bit easy on your spouse, go a little bit easy on your children, go a little bit easy on the people that you're surrounded by, because everybody is going to be in a little bit more of an emotional state over the next couple of days on Saturday and Sunday, which is the 19th and the 20th. Then we are going to be moving into the fun part, which is the 21st, the 22nd, and we're going to be in alignment with Leo. Not only are we going to be in alignment with Leo, we are also going to be working through the full moon, which is a full super moon. And we are also going to be working through a lunar eclipse, which is going to be one of the rare eclipses that take the color of the moon and actually turn it into almost like a rusty orange or a red color. So the energy coming off of that super moon, and a super moon is an amplified version of our normal energy that we work through when it comes to the moon in general. So not only are we going to have the normal alignment of energy that goes on, it's going to be amplified. Not only is it going to be amplified, we're also going to go into an eclipse period. So we're going to be dealing with some extra energy coming up. This moon is under the sign of Leo, and Leo is a great sign to have a moon or anything really be under, because it's much more creative and joyful and cheerful and happy and fun loving than some of the other zodiac signs. So it's going to be a good energy essentially, but it's going to be highly amplified as that. So you're going to feel a little bit better than you normally would around a full moon period, which is awesome. But you're also going to be going through that extensive period with that eclipse coming in. So what an eclipse does when it blocks the moon is it temporarily blocks out the light, and it can cause a lot of releasing to happen. So this is a night that you absolutely want to sage your home. You want to do some Palo Santo. You want to do a meditation. Do not miss meditating the night of this full moon and this super moon and this lunar eclipse. You're going to be attuning into the energy of the next 7-year cycle that's coming in. So basically, we switched into a pattern closing out that previous 7-year cycle at the beginning of this month. And we had kind of a holding period for the past couple of weeks leading up until now to go through anything that was left internally that we needed to go through. That's why we went through a lot of challenges on and off for many of us over the past few weeks. So that energy is going to culminate and switch off coming this full moon. So take the opportunity to usher it in. Take the opportunity to sit down and write down your intentions, write down your manifestations, write down the things you want to release and forgive, and really let them out into the universe. This is the beginning of a new start. And it's not just a new start because it's a new year. It's a new cycle. So the next 7 years are going to be the beginning of a new start. So let's start it off right. We did a lot of internal cleansing before. Now we're going to be experiencing external cleansing. So what we want to focus on is how do we serve? How do we help this external cleanse as it's happening? And all of the souls that we are here to support, how do we do the work that we're here to do? That's what the focus is going to be on. So sitting down and writing your plan of what you want to do in the coming years, you know, make it a long-term goal type situation. Sitting down and saying to yourself, this is what I've learned over the past several years. This is how I feel I can be of best service. Maybe it's being a more attentive parent. Maybe it's being a more understanding and able to communicate spouse. Maybe it's taking some of the healings and the healing work that you have done due to things that you've struggled with and bringing them into focus and helping other people understand them and sharing that knowledge with others. So it can be any number of things. Sit down and really focus on what you want your contribution to be over the next 7 years. That's what this moon is about. So don't waste this. Not only is it going to be occurring kind of like the 21st, 22nd is going to be the heightening of that energy. The 22nd, all of you know, is a high spiritual day. It's a 22. So it's not a full high spiritual date, but it's a high spiritual day. So there's absolutely no coincidence that all of this is occurring on a high spiritual day. Again, those days are amplified energy. So do not, by any stretch of the imagination, decide you're going to go out and drink, you're going to go out and party, you're going to go out and waste your time on the 21st and the 22nd. If you do, you're definitely going to pay for it because your vibrational energy is going to be extremely low when we get these huge rushes of vibrational energy coming through, and you're going to feel it. Maybe not right away, but you're definitely going to feel it within a couple days and a week and even more afterwards if you don't hold your energy together the best that you can. Okay, so I hope I kind of threatened all of you enough so that you can actually pay attention. This is super important. Come on, guys. This is like what we've been waiting for, what we've been working for, what we've been doing all this, just cleansing and clearing in order to bring together. So take some time out to let it marry itself within you so that you can create the balance that you need. Couple other short things about this eclipse energy. I do not want to miss anything because I have so many different notes. So you're going to find that if you've really been working hard on your stuff, you're finally going to start to step back and see all of it coming together. So there's a lot of us who have really been getting beat up the past 7 years. You're going to start to see that kind of, you know, aggressive push that's been going on, letting up a little bit. But at the same time, you're going to also start to see people who have kind of skated through the past 7 years starting to go through a lot of these changes and a lot of this recalibration within their field. And that's where you're going to need to assist as much as possible. So try your best to step up to the challenge. It's really important. Leo coincidentally rules the crown chakra. So our seventh chakra. So this massive awakening that's going to be going on the 21st and the 22nd is going to be under the sign of Leo, which is going to be pulling in the era of the next 7 years energy, which is going to be culminating and coming together with the super moon, the full moon, and also a massive lunar eclipse that's going to be one of the rare eclipses that covers the moon and turns it into a completely different shade and color. And it's within our connection chakra, our crown, our spiritual amplification chakra. So that center is extremely important right now. That's another reason why you've got to meditate, or you've got to do prayer work, or you've got to do yoga, or you've got to do something that can help to keep you as balanced and as clear as possible. So, 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 so important. And sage your house, or clear the energy in whatever way your heart trusts. That's really important. Don't forget, 21st, 22nd. Then we're going to go into the 23rd, where we're going to get a little temporary break. The moon's going to be in alignment with Virgo, and that's going to be on Wednesday and Thursday, so towards the midpoint of next week. The 23rd is a high spiritual date. So if you were to add up the full date, you would come to a high spiritual day, which is a number 9 in particular for this one, which is about oneness with humanity. It's about connection with the universe. It's about all of us coming together in order to promote harmony and peace. So this is a great day to do some volunteer work. This is a great day to, you know, if you've got anything that you want to donate, to definitely go through and donate. It's a great day to call somebody that you know is struggling and tell them how much you know that they're having a hard time and that you hope everything's going to be okay. So take that time to really pull in that 9 energy and let it vibrate within you, and it will keep you nice and balanced. Virgo is also a great time to pay attention to detail, to put together a new plan. And that's going to be the current alignment between the 23rd and 24th. So we're going to come off of this massive period of manifesting, this massive period of looking into what you want your contribution to be over this next cycle. We're going to be then going into a planning mode. So grab your pens and your paper and see if you can't brainstorm as much as you can your next path. The next 7-year cycle is going to be very pivotal when it comes to manifesting. So your thoughts are going to become your reality much faster than they ever have throughout your entire experience of being here on Earth. The energy is strengthening. The vibration is increasing. And when something has a high vibration, it means it can come into fruition. It can come into the view, it can come into the world much easier, it can appear, it can be created much faster. So we're going to be going into a period of a higher level of creation. So make sure that you're taking the time out to manifest the right things, and you're catching yourself if your projection is not the most positive things for you. It's going to be important to switch those into the proper mode and to really get them in line with where you want to be, as opposed to what you want to try to avoid. So pay close attention to those thoughts. The great thing about Virgo is it's really wonderful when you're going to work on any area that you want to improve. So it's just going to be the perfect energy coming forward right after all of that massive shifting goes on to really start putting your plan in motion. So pay close attention to it and harness and use those days. It's a Wednesday and a Thursday, so it's not going to quite invade your weekend time. So you should have more than enough moments to sit down and really start planning for the future. It is go time. We spent a lot of time internally cleaning. Now we're going to be externally showing what we've become throughout our cleansing period. So focus, everybody. We've got this, and we're doing a great job. We've worked through it, and we've got just a little bit more to go here, and we are doing awesome. So be very careful, be very focused, be very aware of anything that comes up. Okay. One thing that you can do on a Virgo day to kind of stay balanced is to eat fresh. Virgo has a lot of control over your digestive pattern. So if you are not eating the best of foods, you're definitely going to feel it a lot more quickly than you would at any other time. It also controls the energy of the pancreas, so stay away from sugar. So great ways to stay balanced on a Virgo day, eating well, low sugar. That will help move the energy through easier and help support the areas of your body that tend to be a little bit out of balance when Virgo is in spotlight. Okay. I hope all of you got all that. I was trying my best to keep it under that 30-minute mark because I want to make sure that you guys are able to absorb and listen to this and just grasp as much as you can from it because it's such an important week. If any of you have any questions, if any of you need me, you know, just reach out. My email address is thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. If you are looking for any tools to help keep you balanced, I will put all of them on my blog like I always do. I'm going to place links to Bell Aromatherapies. I'm going to place a link to Reflection Studio in East Aurora. Also, Reflection Studio has, if you're in East Aurora, New York, it does carry some really great stones for this week. For that crown chakra in Leo, amethyst is a wonderful one, and I'll grab you guys an amethyst to take a peek at. Let me see if I've got one that's a really good color so you can see it really clearly. Hold on. Right here is the best one I can pull out. This is amethyst, and it is actually like a purpley color, so it's a great one for your crown chakra. So during any of your meditations, if you really want to pull it home and really want to clear it as precisely and clearly as you can. So on the Leo days, taking some time to meditate specifically with an amethyst is very helpful. You can order those online. They have those in lots of different stores if you're in different areas of the country. Those of you who are in the East Aurora area in New York, Reflection Studio does carry amethyst. And also they do carry the black tourmaline. So they kind of have both stones that are going to be pretty helpful this week, your protection stone and your grounding stone, and also your connecting stone. So if you're in the area and you want to check that store out, please do. It's a wonderful, wonderful store with so many things to help keep you spiritually balanced. And they carry Bell Aromatherapies so you can smell them first if you'd like before you purchase. I will also put a link to the online Bell Aromatherapy store for those of you who are not in the New York area and you want to order some. And I will also put a link to Salt of the Earth. They have wonderful scents and also wonderful salt baths and wonderful products that can help to kind of keep you balanced and just bring your energy into alignment when you're really struggling. Or if you feel like you've got a little weakness in an area, it can definitely keep you nice and balanced. Okay, other than that, hang in there. It's a fun week. This is going to be great. I'm so excited for the full moon. I hope that we are in clear skies. I'm so excited to be able to hopefully get the opportunity to see that amazing eclipse. All of you out there, if you can spare some moments to go outside and watch it, it's going to be a sight to see. So I'm excited for this. It's been a while. We need some excitement, everybody, right? We definitely need that right now. Okay, I'm here if you need me. Remember, thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. Other than that, thank you so much for watching, and please hit subscribe so that you can get all my updates that come through, and you can stay as up to date as possible about the energy the moment it starts to flow. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, wishing you lots of love and light for this week.